জয় শ্রী রাধে। আমরা ভ্রমর গীতের পরবর্তী অংশ শ্রবণ করতে চলেছি। জয় জয় শ্রী রাধে।
We are continuing with hearing further parts of Bhramar Gita. Shri Uddhavji Maharaj is incomparable. It's not possible to compare him with anyone. Coming to Vraja, Uddhavji Maharaj, he became supreme bhakta of Vraja Gopis. Uddhavji, he was not aware about the relationship of Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, Sri Vraja Gopis, although he was such a great, supreme, knowledgeable person. This kind of divine mood of Srimati Radharani and the gopis towards Sri Krishna, their feelings of separation from Sri Krishna, their transcendental languor, all these moods that he was able to witness made him speechless. He was just hearing and hearing. He was not able to utter a word. This kind of purest love of the gopis towards Sri Krishna is not seen in anyone else. Why? Because they are the most dear to Sri Krishna. Being speechless, Uddhavji Maharaj was again and again offering obeisances to the Lord Sri Krishna, expressing his thankfulness through prayers, glorifications. He was saying, "My dearest Lord, life after life, how I will be able to express my thankfulness to you? I'm saying thank you because there is no other word. But just saying it, no, it's not enough. I'm not able to express my thankfulness to you for the mercy that you have bestowed upon me by sending me to your dearest, the Vraja Gopis." Before, I didn't have this Vraja mood, but this is exactly why you have sent me here to Vraj. This mood, this Vraja mood, is divine. It's not present anywhere else in the universe. Uddhavji Maharaj addressed Vraja Gopis and Sri Radharani. He said, "O Devi, your dearest Lord, Sri Krishna, he has sent me to you. He has sent his message for you. Please, just hear me and you will experience so much peace. Your dearest Lord Sri Krishna has spoken these words for you. Please hear it." When Uddhavji was sent by Sri Krishna to Vraj, Sri Krishna told him, whatever you will speak, trying to pacify Vrajavasis, gopis, they won't hear you. In between your words, you should tell them, your dearest Sri Krishna is sending this message to you, and then they will start hearing. So Sri Radharani, in her divine mood, highest supreme love towards Sri Krishna, she spoke so much, expressing her transcendental anger, finding faults with Sri Krishna, chastising him. She spoke so much, and now she got pacified as a huge deep ocean gets peaceful. She was just crying and crying, profuse tears in separation from Sri Krishna. While Srila Shukadev Muni was speaking to Sri Parikshit Maharaj, he was saying, "Dear Parikshit, this Uddhavji Maharaj is a dear most devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. The Lord Sri Krishna, he himself told that amongst all his devotees, Uddhavji Maharaj is my dearest. So, dear Parikshit, think about that, how highly situated Uddhavji Maharaj is. Why? Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna has told himself, amongst all my bhaktas, Uddhavji Maharaj is the dear most devotee of mine. So Srila Shukadev Goswami Pad, speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, he has glorified Uddhavji Maharaj so much. Now, as a conclusion of Brahmar Gita, although it is also part of Brahmar Gita, through the language of Srimad Bhagavatam, this portion is called Uddhav Gita. Or Uddhavji's song. Having the darshan of the glories of Vraja Gopis, he was amazed. He came to Vraja for only one day. But day by day, whole 10 months has passed. Uddhavji Maharaj was going from one to the other place of Sri Krishna's pastimes. And wherever he went, he was glorifying Sri Krishna. Dear Parikshit, Srila Shukadev Goswami Pad spoke, such a dear, supreme devotee of Sri Krishna, she spoke about Sri Krishna, narrating his leelas, his pastimes. And in the words of Srila Shukadev Muni, when Srila Uddhavji Maharaj spoke, all the Vrajavasis were hearing him, and they completely forgot that Sri Krishna is not present amongst them in Vraja at that time. They felt, although Sri Krishna and Balaram were in Mathura at that time, all the Vrajavasis felt, our Kanai and Balai are here with us.
Kore?
Uddhavji Maharaj, he has offered obeisances to Vraja Gopis, and in that way he has offered himself to them. As it said, he has sold his head to Vraja Gopis and to Sri Radharani, means he had completely surrendered himself to them. Such a great jnani, such a highly, supremely learned person, he was thinking, if I am able to offer myself, my head, to the lotus feet of the Vraja Gopis, then my human life will become perfect. Why? Because in whole creation, only the Vraja Gopis are such bhaktas, such a devotees of Sri Krishna, possessing such a highly divine loving mood towards Sri Krishna. No one else possesses such a purest love for Sri Krishna. So he has offered himself, his head at the lotus feet of Sri Radharani. In a process of worship of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, there are so many rules and regulations of the Shastra that are very strict. But if following in the footsteps of Sri Radharani and the Vraja Gopis, that way of worship of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, would become very easy. Very easy and simple way to reach Him. Vraja Gopis and Sri Radharani, they are supremely dear to Sri Krishna. Uddhavji Maharaj, who was so supremely qualified, he was thinking, my dearest Lord Sri Krishna, He has sent me to Vraja because of that, because of this Vraja Prem that doesn't exist anywhere else. The Vraja Gopis, Sri Radharani, they are considering Sri Krishna to be their own. And no one else possesses such a loving mood towards Sri Krishna. So, as it was mentioned, worshipping the Supreme Lord as a Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is possible, but it's very hard, very severe sadhana. But if the relationship is developed with the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna in one of these four moods of Vraj, Dasyam, Sakyam, Vatsalyam, and Madhur, the Supreme, servitorhood, friendship, parenthood, and the loving mood. In this way, it would be the easy way to reach the Lord. And we can see that many local and foreign devotees accept this way of sadhana. They accept Manjari Swarup from Sri Guru and they practice Manjari Bhav Sadhana. It's all right to accept Manjari Bhav, Manjari Swarup, but first of all, the one should consider for themselves what kind of mood is attracted them. They should accept the mood that their own soul is desiring. If I would tell someone, go this way, and some other person would tell, no, go that other way. and then that person would follow. That's not right. The one should consider their own mood. For example, if someone is in Dasya Bhav or Sakya Bhav, and they would accept the Madhur Bhav because someone told them that shouldn't be done, that wouldn't be proper. What should be done? The one should consider themselves, what their own soul is desiring. So that particular mood should be accepted, and that would be favorable. If someone would start certain kind of sadhana just because, for example, I have told them, that's not right. That's not supported in the Shastra. It's described that one should consider their own mood and then accept that kind of sadhana. For example, Yashoda Maya, Nanda Baba, they are considering the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna to be their own son. They have such a kind of qualification. They are considering Shri Krishna to be their own son. And in such relationship, there is no question of committing offenses. Nanda Maharaj is telling to his little son Shri Krishna, bring my shoes. And Shri Krishna is putting his father's, Nanda Baba's, shoes on his head and bringing him the shoes. But there is no question of any offense here. There is no offense here. So the one should enter into this kingdom where there are different relationship with the Lord. So Nanda Baba and also Yashoda Maya, they are considering Shri Krishna to be their own son. In Mathura, Vasudev and Devaki, they knew that their son is the Supreme Lord. And because of that, there is no even a tinge of madhurya, of this loving sweetness in their relationship with Shri Krishna. They have prayed, they have offered prayers to Shri Krishna. We know that they are Supreme Lord, that you have saved the son of your teacher. If someone would say to Mother Yashoda, your son is the Supreme Lord, she would be out of herself. She wouldn't accept that. Her little son, Shri Krishna, he's drinking her milk and she is considering him her own son. She wouldn't accept that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So although Devaki Maya, she also has this mother feelings towards Shri Krishna, the motherly affection towards him. But she is aware at the same time that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Vraja, there is such a personal relationship with Shri Krishna that his friends are playing with him, fighting with him. There is a specific game called Kabaddi, when they are kicking each other with their feet, fighting with their fists, hands, climbing on each other. But there is no question of offense there. in such a personal relationship. So Shri Krishna was thinking, I've appeared to hide, while hiding my role as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And although I've performed all these amazing deeds, like no one is aware of that there in Vraj. Krishna did so many amazing deeds, amongst them holding whole Giriraj mountain on his hand for whole week. It's not possible to hold even such a very heavy thing, what to say, a whole mountain for a small child. The mountain that's its parikrama is 21 kilometers, and as described in the Shastra, it was 30,000 meters, mean 30 kilometers high. So once Vrajavasis came to Shri Krishna and told, we have heard that your Supreme Lord, Narayan. And Shri Krishna answered to them, how can it be possible? All right, let's play today that I'm Supreme Lord. It would be a wonderful joke. I will pretend I am the Supreme Lord. All right, tell me then, if you consider me the Supreme Lord, tell me what you want and I will fulfill that. So Vrajavasis told, all right, we have heard that there is a supreme planet called Vaikuntha. We would really like to see it. Please make it happen. And Shri Krishna told, all right. Shri Krishna took them to the banks of Mother Yamuna. And at that time, there was a specific, special place called the Brahma Bay. It's like a little place in the river Harid, or like a little bay-like place where the water is not moving, like flowing straight, but it's moving like in a round, round fashion. And in that way, being as a peaceful place, steady water in the water of the river, in the river flow. So in this Brahma Hirid or Brambe, the Krishna showed to Vrajavasis Vaikuntha planet. There, on the Simhasan, Shri Narayan was sitting, the form, art form of Shri Narayan. Vrajavasis were amazed seeing him, but they were not allowed to come close. There were so many rules and regulations in order to come close to the Lord. They should be permitted. And it was not easy to come close to the Lord. And the Vrajavasis were thinking, look, there on Simhasan, that's actually our Kanai. He's sitting there, but here we are not allowed to come close to him. But there in our Vraj, we can come. We can be with him whole day. No one's restrictions exist here in our Vraj, there in our Vraj. So we don't want this Vaikuntha. We don't want this supreme planet Vaikuntha. We want to stay in our Vraj. The Supreme Lord, Shri Narayan, He's staying there in our Vraj. He's our Kanai there. We can play with Him, we can be with Him whole day. The cowherd boys, the little cowherd boys, they were thinking, we can play with Krishna, climb on Him, play kabaddi and all the other games. So all the Vrajavasis told to Shri Krishna, we don't want this Vaikuntha. We pray that we stay in this Vraj life after life. So the Vrajavasis, they've considered the planet the abode of Vaikuntha, which means without any distress. They've considered it to be very stressful, disturbing, because they couldn't come close to their dearest Shri Krishna, Kanai. And they prefer to stay in Vraja life after life. So there are so many bhaktas from earlier times, eternal times, worshipping the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna as Shri Bhagavan. But that's very hard process of worship. So the very easy way to worship the Lord and reach Him, it's through the Vraja moods, one of those four moods present in Vraja. So you should choose your own mood, not because I have told you that this is the best. That wouldn't work. You should choose your own mood and then through sadhana establish that relationship with the Lord, and very easily you will be able to reach the Lord. Although it is very easy, very simple way to practice and gain, reach the Lord, the goddess of Vaikuntha, Shri Lakshmi Devi, still today, for such a long, long time, she is here in Vraja, but not being able to gain Shri Krishna. Why? Because he was not ready to follow in the footsteps of the Vraja Gopis and Shri Radharani. So following in the footsteps of Vrajavasis is essential, it's necessary to gain, to reach the Lord in one of those four moods, chosen moods. Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, Shri Krishna told Himself Uddhavji Maharaj, he was premik bhakta. He has the supreme, purest love for Shri Krishna, but he didn't have this Vraja mood before coming to Vraj. But now, coming to Vraj, witnessing these divine, most loving moods of Shri Vraja Gopis and Shri Radharani, he was praying, offering obeisances to them to develop such a divine mood himself, offering himself completely to them. So in this portion, further portion of Brahmar Gita, Uddhavji Maharaj was offering kirtan, glorification of Sri Radharani and the gopis. He has started this Gita, the song called Uddhav Gita, Uddhavji's song. Witnessing all these divine most moods of their loving feelings towards Sri Krishna, of Raja Gopis, of Sri Radharani, Uddhavji Maharaj started glorifying them. Again and again, he was expressing that these divine most moods, loving moods of Sri Vraja Gopis and Sri Radharani don't exist nowhere else in whole creation. If someone hears about these topics, follow in their footsteps, then they will be able to gain the lotus feet of the divine couple Sri Radha Krishna. Uddhavji Maharaj, witnessing these divine most moods of Sri Vraja Gopis and Sri Radharani, he was amazed. He has stayed in Vraj for whole 10 months. And he was feeling, he was considering, he was thinking himself, that if I'm able to surrender myself completely at their lotus feet, at the lotus feet of Sri Vraja Gopis and Sri Radharani, then my life will become perfect. He was thinking, I don't want to go anywhere from Vraj. I don't want to go anywhere else. Uddhavji, although he was feeling that he would like to spend all his life there in Vraja, still he couldn't. Why? Because the Lord Sri Krishna was waiting for him there in Mathura. He was very eager to hear from Uddhavji Maharaj, how are his Vrajavasis? How are they? What are they doing? He was waiting for Uddhavji Maharaj. All these 10 months, Uddhavji Maharaj, he was staying there in Vraja, and Sri Krishna was waiting for him. Oh, when will Uddhavji come? Where is he going? He's visiting all these places in Vraja. Sri Krishna was waiting for Uddhavji Maharaj to come back and tell him about his dearest Vrajavasis. The supreme devotee of Lord Sri Krishna, the supremely knowledgeable Uddhavji Maharaj, although he was desiring to stay in Sri Vraja eternally, all the time, he knew he has to go back to Mathura because his dearest Lord Sri Krishna is waiting for him, that he is eager to hear from him about his dearest Vrajavasis. So all these divine moods of Vraja Gopis, Sri Radharani, their divine feelings, loving moods in their separation from Sri Krishna. These kind of moods are very, very special. Although Vraja Gopis and Sri Radharani while their being with Sri Krishna, united with Him, they're feeling supremely blissful. Still, these divine moods of separation from Sri Krishna, their eagerness to be with Him again, these kind of feelings are causing those further meetings with Sri Krishna to be even more intense, that their love even develops further and further on. So there is special relationship with these two opposing situations of meeting and separation. When they exist together, then these loving moods of meetings are becoming higher and higher, more and more intense, more developed. The gopis, they are so happy, so blissful when they are with Sri Krishna. But still, that is not the supremely high point of bliss. Why? Because the gopis know this note Sri Krishna will leave us again. He will go away. So while being with Sri Krishna, they're already feeling pain of separation that will come. And while they are in separation, they are feeling great eagerness to be with Sri Krishna again. So without presence of separation, these feelings, loving feelings during meetings, won't be so intense. So without separation, the meeting itself doesn't have its complete meaning, as without the night, the day doesn't have his complete glory. Only with the presence of the darkness, the greatness of the light of the day is understood. In the same way, while the separation is going on, then further meetings with Sri Krishna become more glorious. So these divine points are described also in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Gop Kumar, he even reached Vaikuntha, but at that time he was not able to meet the Lord, because at that time, just at that time, he has went at some other place. But in Vraja, Lord Sri Krishna, he never leaves Vraja. He's always present there. And he himself, he has desired to have the darshan association of his dearest Lord Sri Krishna there in Vraj. The pastimes of the Supreme Lord are eternally going on. And these pastimes, when they are manifested, the Lord is from Vraja going to Mathura, to Dvaraka. All these divine leelas are being manifested, and they need to be there so that there wouldn't be any kind of disturbance in all these different kinds of moods that are expressed in all these pastimes. But in unmanifested pastimes, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, He is always present in Vraj. He never leaves Vraj. And those who have the eyes they are able to see these pastimes. Even now, so these divine moods of the Vraja Gopis, they are supreme. They are the most divine. Although in the Leela, sometimes it's told that the Gopis, as if they are expressing their ahankar or their ego to say, but it's only told like that for the sake of the Leela. As when at the time of the Maharas, the Gopis were expressing their divine moods of pride, of ahankar, of ego, and then Sri Krishna disappeared to further witness their loving moods. So when Sri Krishna appeared again, the gopis were in bliss. But some of the gopis, they expressed their blissful, loving moods by sitting on the ground. And at the moment they had the darshan of Sri Krishna again, they immediately have closed their eyes. Why? Because they knew this notice Sri Krishna, he will leave us. And as they gain his darshan again, they immediately close their eyes as if to catch him, to close him and to keep him there in their hearts so that he won't be able to disappear, to run from there. This is why they have kept their eyes closed, meditating on Sri Krishna within. So the Maharas, in Leela, it took place for only one night, but actually it was such a long, long time, as if it was the Brahma's night. It means it's such a long, long period, the destruction of the earth realm, earth planet, could happen so many times in between. So there were so many endless nights joined during this Brahma night that the Maharas took place. But it felt for the gopis as if one simple night, one ordinary night. So Sri Krishna, in no situation, he doesn't leave Sri Vraja Dham. For no reason does he leave, does he make even one step out of Vraj. So in eternal Leela, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is constantly present in Vraja, in unmanifested pastimes as well. Only when the manifested pastimes come, Sri Krishna is performing his Leela in Vraja, in Mathura, in Dvaraka. There are so many reasons why is it all happening. Srila Jiva Goswami is telling that if Sri Krishna wouldn't go to Dvaraka, then this Dvaraka Krishna, this Dvaraka Krishna, where he was crying in separation from Sri Gopis, Sri Vraja Gopis and Sri Radharani, he was crying, "Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe." Then all these stages of Purna, Purnatarna, and Purnatara. Purna meaning complete, Purnatara, more complete, and Purnatama, the most supremely complete. These three moods then wouldn't be manifested. Sri Krishna's mood in Dvaraka is called Purna, or complete, in Mathura Purnatara, more complete, but only in Vraja it's Purnotama, or the supremely complete mood of Sri Krishna. So although Sri Krishna and Balaram, they were in Mathura at that time when Uddhavji Maharaj was present in Vraja, while hearing Uddhavji Maharaj's narrations about Sri Krishna, all the Vrajavasis were feeling that Sri Krishna and Balaram, their Kanai and Balai, are just there with them, present in Vraj. That is the power of Sri Krishna's Katha. So in Shastra, again and again, Kirtan or glorification of these Vraja moods are described again and again, saying that following one of these four Vrajavasis moods is the easy way to worship and gain the Lord.
Adhokar diner pather biram ekhanei dicchi. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanande Hori Hori.